Our theme tonight is the world has become a global armaments expo. I hate to say it. You really look, you know, it really looks like the military budgets need an excuse for a raise, and the weapon sales, the armaments makers need more foreign sales. And part of the, not all, but part of the chest pounding we're watching is something that's good for everybody's business. Again, the world is highly dependent on the war economy. Over $1 trillion a year in military and armaments, GNP. Putin announced that everything that had gone on was good for weapon sales. Russia has dropped down to number three as of the 2015 annual data. U.S. number one and France number two. It looks like the weapon sales appeal to Trump's let's make a deal quality. And as I said, the weapon makers are targeting increased foreign sales. They've been telling their analysts and Wall Street that for a while. Anytime you see a big appropriation increase proposed in a budget for an agency, you get these events that help market it. I was talking the other day to somebody about how the Waco incident really came out of the ATF trying to drum up essentially photo opportunities for their budget increases. One of the more notable things was the American Missile Defense System, which has been deployed in South Korea to supposedly protect it from North Korea. It's all part of the divide and conquer, and the Koreas got installed, and the Chinese are objecting and cutting off their tourism business to South Korea. If you look at all the sort of economic games going back between China and the Koreas and us, it's quite extraordinary. Essentially, what's important to understand, and I got to stress it again, whether you look at the natural resource businesses or multinational corporations or falling GNP growth, you're just seeing margins shrink worldwide. And of course, war is something that increases margins. And when all else fails, that's how you create an inelastic demand where there was none.